We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is not Chad Hartman. This is Adam Carter. I used to be on this ship a long, long time ago, many, many years ago. I am filling in for Chad today because we are thinking of Chad because Chad had a setback with Q last night. Q had a seizure, first one in a long time. So we are, our thoughts are with Chad, and certainly on these kind of days, we love to get some well wishes on the text line because Chad reads those. And I know just a couple of words of encouragement can certainly help. So by all means, text in your well wishes to Chad and Q, 651-461-9226. Happy to be here on this snowy day. Dave, is it snowing out there? I haven't heard much about it. So if I'm doing noon to three, I got to bring the snark. I got to bring the tongue-in-cheek. I got to bring the gentle poke at the good neighbor. So do we know, is it still snowing, and are people being affected by it at all?
Seems like there is a bit of an impact, yes, Adam, as snow appears to still be falling here at the mothership in downtown Minneapolis.
I'd like you to go out and maybe just periodically go outside and just, you know, get the mood of downtown. You know, you don't have to talk to anybody or just kind of, you know, stand around and look around and just kind of get the mood.
Just stick my tongue out, catch a few flakes, see how people are enjoying it.
I love it. I'm just going to say it right now. I love it. And if you ask me in February and I'm looking out the window and we're in the same situation, I'll deny that I ever said it. But I love it, especially the pre-Christmas snowfalls, excuse me, are great. I am all for the pre-Christmas snowfalls. We're going to get a white Christmas, hopefully, even though it's going to get warm, apparently, and might melt the stuff we're getting today. But even next week might even be a bigger snowfall. But I'm all about it. And the roads today, I was out and about a little bit. They weren't terrible. I've been through a lot worse. They might be getting worse right now, and I'm not saying, hey, caution be damned, just go out there and drive and have fun. No, I get it. There are some serious situations, but a good snowstorm with the wind whipping a little bit, I don't mind it. In fact, I love it. Again, after Christmas, not so much, but now this is prime time for the snowfall.
Okay, there, home office. That's fine. I was pleasantly surprised by the drive-in today. I left my house around 9:15, figuring I'd be here around 2:30. But it took me maybe 5 to 10 minutes more than normal. It was from Woodbury into downtown, it was a steady, 40 to 45 on 94. Slow and steady. It was just fine. I didn't come across one accident, no spin outs, anything. Everyone was behaving well. My wife left earlier, and I can't say she had the same luck. She just goes into downtown St. Paul, and she got out of bed a little after six. I was already up and sitting in the living room, and she asks, is it coming down yet? I said, no, I don't see anything yet. So she hops in the shower, and I walked in there 5-10 minutes later. Hon, you better hurry up. It's snowing like hell.
Yeah, it showed up early this morning. My wife let the dogs out right at about 6, and I said, is it snowing out there yet? She says, just a little bit. And I was downstairs like 20 minutes later, and I looked out the window. I'm like, well, it's really snowing now. So, yeah, what a difference a few minutes makes. Somebody texting in, no, the roads are awful. Lots of idiots out there with their lights off. Yeah, we shouldn't have to remind you every 10 minutes to turn your lights on. And I get it, the cars nowadays, they, you know, they sense the light and they turn, you know, we rely on the automated lights, but you can't rely on your automated lights because at a time like this, you should have your lights on. And I've said this, the amount of times I see people now with driving at night in pitch black without their lights on, just their parking lights or no rear view or no rear lights.
Yep. The tail lights, sure.
Tail lights. It's astonishing to me. It's like, what are you doing? So don't rely on those automated. Smart cars, not so smart oftentimes. But so I posed this question on Twitter. And I used to be a wait till it's over guy. And what is a wait till it's over guy, you might think? Well, there's plenty of options for that. But I'm going to go for the snowfall. Do you wait until it's all done before you make the move and either shovel or if you're fortunate enough to have a snow thrower to throw the snow or snow blow? I used to be a wait till it's over. You know, I only want to do it once, so I'm going to wait till it's over. What about you, Dave? You wait till it's over or do you do it in shifts?
If we're talking about the snow we're getting today, say half a foot is expected. If I've got the shovel, absolutely shifts. If you've got the big snow thrower, I'm just fine waiting.
Yeah. You can wait. Because you don't, it's like if you're using gas or batteries, you don't want to use it up too much. And that's why you bought it, for the heavy snow.
I had somebody in the neighborhood as I was driving out at 9:15 this morning, had the snow blower out. And said, what are you doing? I mean, they've got the big Toro going. It's like, it's going to snow for another 10 hours. What's this getting rid of 1 inch? What's that going to accomplish? Come on, calm down.
So I've switched. So I'm a shift guy now. Even though I'm fortunate enough, la di da, to have a snow thrower.
Oh.
I still like to shovel. I still enjoy, you know, not the back-breaking 8-inch heavy snow shovel, but if there's an inch or two out there and you can get it done in a relatively short time, I like that. I like to go out there and I'm not a handyman by any means. I don't do a lot of things around the house well. I don't do a lot of, as my wife would remind me, I don't do a lot of things around the house at all. But mowing the lawn and shoveling the driveway, it's a simple, it's kind of a mindless activity, and I'm all about it. So if I have to break it up a couple times and say, you know what, I'll do it a couple times, I'm okay with that. And I did it already before the show today. And I'll probably have to do it after the show and once it stops. So I've switched. I've changed from a one-timer to a shift guy.
Mm.
So that's a little bit about me.
Mr. Gruntwork, Adam Carter, likes to get out there.
That's right.
Do those things that any dumb idiot can do. Take
that's
snow,
pretty much
move.
It. Well, that's like I've said it many times. Like my neighbor Paul, the guy is unbelievable. He's built this... he built his own deck in his house.
Oh, my gosh.
Built this outdoor fireplace, outdoor kitchen area. I just helped him move. He built his own ping pong table made out of solid oak, and I helped him move it. And he's like, you know, he's about 18 years younger than I am, so I'm, no problem. Yep, I got it. Yep, we don't need a rest. We don't need a rest. But, I mean, he wakes up, and he's got 7 projects done, and I mow the lawn, and I'm like, yeah.
Pat yourself on the back. That's the gold for a gold one.
That's right. That's my duty's done today. People say it depends on the wind. If the wind is blowing hard, I wait until the wind goes down to move the snow. That's a good idea. If you've got the snow thrower, you've got to factor in the wind. I'm a shifter. It's good exercise. A shifter. I like that. Are you a shifter or are you a one-timer? I'm a shifter. It's good exercise. I don't like to drive over snow. It causes packed snow or tires were, and it's hard to shovel that too. If you got to be a go-getter to get up there and get the snow off the driveway before the car backs out, otherwise that just drives you crazy, doesn't it?
It does.
Somebody backs out and you know you got those tire marks, especially if the snow plow has come by and somebody's driven through the concrete that's into the end of the driveway, that just makes it so much harder to move that stuff. That's brutal. Another guy, the roads weren't too bad earlier. They're apparently bad now. What the F planet are you driving on? I saw way too many bad neighbors on the way to work. Effing dopes. 651-461-9226. a little bit more about an idea I had last week, and I've kind of changed it now about where I need to use it. That's next. Adam's in for Chad, noon to 3 on WCCO. Somebody suggesting on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Hey, Adam, for old time's sake, could you randomly announce a school closing? Our Lady of the Broken Taillight, they'll be finishing 2 hours early today. Our Lady of the Broken Taillight, public and parochial, 2 hours early today. In seriousness, you can check our website, WCCORadio.com, for all the school closings, school early letouts, and snow emergencies that'll be declared. So last week, Dave, I know you you listen in all the time and try to get some inspiration for the noon to three experience.
Got to find something to talk about.
I was wondering why, in my advanced age as a man, why we don't have built-in urinals in mattresses where you could. Don't laugh.
I'm not laughing at the idea. I'm laughing about the fact that you're bringing it back.
Well, I'm bringing it back. Here's the reason. I don't need to delve into it. We all know what a great idea that is. But I am starting this lifestyle change. No, I'm not doing anything drastic. It's just I've packed on a few pounds over the last year, and so I'm going to I'm going to try to lose some weight, and I'm working with a group that you're going to be hearing about very shortly, a partnership here on the radio. But as part of it, I have to drink half my body weight in water per ounce, not like actual weight.
So say you've got 200 pounds, you have to drink
100
ounces.
100 pounds of water a day. Yeah, really, no, yeah. So I'll just say I weigh 230. So I got to drink 115 ounces of water per day. That's a lot of water. It's just shy of a gallon. So I am in a situation now where I will be needing to use the bathroom frequently. And so what I'm saying is that my bed urinal idea could be transitioned right now into like a office urinal. And I know people are just going to text me right away. Just get a jug. And if it hits you, when it hits you, you just have to do that. I'm thinking a little more. I'm thinking longer term. I'm thinking more. I'm an idea guy, and I want to, you know, have a it's can't be as simple as just a jug. So that's where my mind is at today. 651-461-9226. We will have, by the way, Ask Adam Anything today. I was planning to do Ask Adam Anything, but again, Chad is off today. Q suffered a seizure, and Chad is obviously with his son today, and we're thinking about Q and Chad. But I was planning on doing Ask Adam Anything, but I'm not going to do it myself. So we've got a celebrity, local celebrity coming up to do Ask Adam Anything. And you are going to want to hang around because this individual is quite funny. Very funny on social media, very funny on television, I'll just say that, including last week when he had a faux pas that we'll bring up with him. But you're gonna want to stick around for that. Somebody wondering where they can buy stock in the matronal. I'm telling you, Sleep Number, if your Sleep Number's one, you got a spot to go. I mean, it just writes itself. It writes itself. When I was young, we're asking people about I brought up this question for people, whether or not they're a shifter or a wait till it's over guy or gal. Meaning, do you wait till the snow falls in completion until you get out there to clear your driveway, whether it's shoveling or snow throwing? And I've changed. I used to be a wait till it's over, and then I'll shovel. Now I'm a shifter. I'm a shifter. Delivery guy just right outside my window, Dave, just did a cookie, you call it. Whipped a cookie right in the cul-de-sac. It was impressive. I wish I could have got that on video. I've changed now, and I'm wondering how people do that. If shifts, somebody's suggesting on the text line, 651-461-9226, the city's one plumbing talk and text line. Shifts work for snow blowing, especially when it's wet. Also, here's a tip from Christy. Spray the inside of your snow thrower with cooking spray like Pam. Makes it amazing. I remember as a kid, my dad would always shovel out the end of the driveway. I don't know why he did it right away, because as soon as he did it, The plow would come by, plowing the street, shoving all the snow back up into the driveway again. I can still hear my dad swearing as he sees the snowplow come by. That's happened to me many, many times. Where you got to wait till the plow comes by. Otherwise, you're tempting fate. You're tempting fate if you shovel out the end of your driveway before the plow comes by, because then you're in trouble.
Well, that might be the time, though, when shifting works. If you've got 4 or 5 inches there, you might want to get that, you know, get it at the bottom of the driveway before the plow comes and throws the heavy stuff on top of the 4 to 5.
That's true. Can you work it in a way, too, where, like, you can shovel all your snow before the plow comes, shove it all out into the street, so that way the plow comes by and puts it right in on your neighbor's driveway?
I think you can absolutely
do
that.
If you hate your neighbor, shove all your snow out, so then the plow comes by, and yours is crystal clean, and your neighbor's got, like, Mount Everest at the end of the driveway. Oh, that's a shame, Bill. Yeah.
And if it's blowing the right direction, that's why you do want a snow blow when it's nice and windy out there. You can get that stuff awfully high, and it can travel awfully far, as far as it needs to be to get back in the neighbor's driveway.
Yeah, for sure. Delivery guy, by the way, now stuck. We've got a play-by-play here. The delivery guy is spinning the tire. Whoop! Oh, he's firing it up. I think he's got it. He's got it. Yeah, he's on his way. Good for him.
Godspeed, delivery guy.
He came down. He whipped. He was looking cool, and then he's like, "Uh-oh, I can't make it out of here." We'll keep you up to date on the trials of the delivery guy outside of my house. Adam Carter in for Chad. It is 12:29 on News Talk 830 WCCO. We'll keep you up to date. Again, all the snow info online at WCCORadio.com. That includes early school closures and snow emergencies. But it is time for Ask Adam Anything with a special celebrity. Find out who it is next on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.